Carroll, C-A-R-O-L-L. I guess it's R-O-L-L, E-A-W-H-O-N, 6-16-22-10-18-72. Chief complaint, I have COVID. Number one, leg pain. Number two, arm pain. Next to his history, chest pain.
Carroll, how do you spell your first name? C-A-R-O-L?
Okay. Yeah, C-A-R-O-L-L. She was seen at Kingwood Hospital this weekend because of COVID. No, because of chest pain. She had a cardiac workup. Was told she was anemic. She needs to go see a cardiologist. Had an abnormal EKG and then was diagnosed with COVID-19. Patient has had no further chest pain or shortness of breath, period. Any paragraph patient has a history of asthma. She takes Advair and albuterol for at this time, period. Any paragraph, the only surgery she's had is tubal ligation. She's never had a hysterectomy. Last period was 2 weeks ago. Under social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, separated. She's a security officer for Hal Burton, H-A-L-I-B-U-R-T-O-N. Has three children, separated from her husband. Family history, no colon cancer, no breast cancer, positive diabetes, positive hypertension. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy due next year. Mammogram never been done. We'll order one today. Chart review, had anemia last year, never followed up. Had an abnormal EKG last year, never went to see Dr. Clem. Even an appointment was made. Patient has had chest pain. She says, I have angina. In quotation, I told her, you can't just walk around and say you have angina, because next time you have an angina, it could be your last time. She needs stress test, cardiac catheterization, further workup. I explained that to her at length, and hopefully she understands. We'll follow up. COVID immunization, had one shot in the past. Medication, Advair, Discus, and albuterol, PRN. Today, the patient had an EKG done, which was abnormal. Nonspecific. She's having no chest pain. She doesn't require admission to the emergency room at this time. And she did have evidence of bradycardia with a rate of 60, but no acute STT wave changes consistent with injury. Review of system. Positive arm pain is better. Positive leg pain off and on. Increased weight. Swelling in her neck, has had some lymph nodes, has had some cough, abdominal discomfort, some diarrhea, some nausea, some vomiting earlier, but it's better now. has had severe fatigue and issues with swelling in the neck. She feels like her neck is expanding. Also has had some pelvic pain off and on after she was diagnosed with COVID. At this time, she weighs 197 pounds, 98, 97.6, 16, 70, 135 over 76. Heart, positive, lungs, clear, no rounds, bronchi, abdomen, soft, some epigastric tenderness noted, neck, shows lymphadenopathy bilaterally. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity trace of the immunological non-focal TMs are slightly red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Assessment, number one, positive COVID-19. Number two, abnormal EKG. Number three, history of anemia. Number four, schedule patient for cardiac evaluation, ASAP. Number five, explain to patient that must have workup, including your stress test. Number six, echocardiogram is within normal limits. Number seven, add iron till we get the blood work back, 325 once a day. Number eight, vitamin D, 10,000 international units daily. Next one's aspirin, 81 milligram once a day. Next one's cardiology consult once again. Will be ordered ASAP. Next one is EKG reviewed. Next one is ordered blood work. Next number is, I said aspirin, didn't I? 81 milligram. Next one is ordered mammogram. Next one will come back in 2 weeks for follow up. Next number, if she develops further chest pain, shortness of breath, or any other issues, to go to the emergency room right away. Next number, we looked at her legs and arms because of pain, no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, echocardiogram reviewed. Next number, carotid ultrasound, which was done because of dizziness and feeling of expansion in her neck, was within normal limits. Next number, abdominal ultrasound within normal limits. Next number, thyroid was within normal limits on the ultrasound as well. Next number is findings to discuss with patient. Reevaluate patient 2 weeks. Thank you.